You're the be the first real official tour I've given, so let's try and follow the flow of water.
Okay.
When I first moved to Sitka years ago, I often brought my golden retriever to this man-made pond by the Indian River. I've thrown a slobbery tennis ball in here probably 1,000 times. Now we're drinking from it.
In the days before Blue Lake came on, this was our main source of water for town. The couple times in the last 20 years that we've turned Blue Lake off to do penstock inspections or maintenance in the penstock, we've supplied the water completely by Indian River.
The last time Sitka used the Indian River for water was in 1984, a few years before my dog played in it. But a lot has changed since this plant was decommissioned. Mark Buggins, Sitka's environmental superintendent, says sand filtration and chlorine no longer meets the standards of the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The few times Sitka has relied on the Indian River over the last 30 years, we've had to boil the water even after it's been treated.
So boiled water notice pretty much paralyzes businesses, and restaurants can't wash dishes with the water. They can't serve the water to the people without treating it somehow, boiling it or, you know, treating it themselves. Doctor's office, dentist's office, everything. So that's really not an option.
That's why the Indian River plant now looks like a truck stop. There are four huge truck trailers parked here containing the actual water filters, another trailer with a standby emergency generator, six trailers that serve as holding tanks, and enough pumps, piping, and control valves to supply a, well, small town.
This is Paula from Paul Membrane Systems.
Hey, Paula, Robert.
Buggins takes me into one of the trailers with filters and introduces me to Paula Staff, an engineer with Paul Corporation, which is supplying the filters. She's seated at a laptop computer monitoring the Paul Mobile Membrane Filtration System.
So what we're doing is we're just mechanically filtering the water, and the material that we're removing is not only things that cause turbidity in the water, but we're filtering down to the microbes. So we're able to remove Giardia and Cryptosporidium. So these would be organisms that would make the public sick, okay? And it's a pure mechanical operation. Each of these mobile trailers can do a max flow rate of about 840 gallons a minute.
Wow.
Yep.
A programmable logic controller, or PLC, is running the whole show. There's a touch screen in the old Indian River pump house. Staff is going to train Sitka's water department to control the system's automation, but it's her job to keep it running, doing maintenance from plumbing to wiring. Water is a pretty important business globally. Staff gets around.
I've been to all of the states in the U.S. except for Hawaii, and I've been in most of Canada. We also internationally, I've taken these type of systems over to Africa. We have them in Asia, Australia, so some international as well.
Each trailer has two banks of filters, 40 per bank. Each filter is a 6-inch plastic pipe about 10 feet high, containing 6,000 individual fibers the size of hollow spaghetti noodles. They last about 10 years. Not everyone in Sitka is comfortable with going back to Indian River water, especially with the salmon just starting to run. But as we head into the old water plant building, Mark Buggins says Sitkans haven't complained.
So yesterday, we ran Indian River into the system from about 8:30 until around 3:30. And we plan to do something similar to that today. We started right about 8:30, turned Blue Lake off, turned Indian River on.
The main issue for taste is not fish, but chlorine. Although there are six huge tank trucks holding the Indian River water while it's chlorinated, there's not as much so-called contact time as there is when the water travels all the way from Blue Lake. So the dose of chlorine is somewhat higher. Still, all those salmon. The timing of this project is controlled by the levels in Blue Lake. The new penstock can only be hooked up when the lake is at its lowest natural level, which happens every August. Buggins agrees it's not an ideal time to be drinking from the Indian River. But he's not guessing that it will taste okay. He's tried it out on the folks paying the tab.
We did taste tests last year. Had the assembly do some taste tests and some other just general public that came by when we were set up before an assembly meeting. And then we also did a second round of taste tests kind of when it was near the end of the fish run and there was mostly dead fish in the river and, you know, it hadn't had a storm to wash them out yet. Most people seem to like the water better that had been chlorinated and then filtered. So, you know, we did that taste testing, but I mean, it is what it is. Like I say, right now, of course, there's no fish in the river, but right now I personally couldn't tell the difference between the Indian River water yesterday and the normal Blue Lake water.
Buggins says he's coordinating with the Sitka Sound Science Center, which also draws water from the Indian River for its hatchery, to make sure that there is adequate flow of water for fish. But he's not too worried. The Indian River has supplied Sitka for decades in the past, and with a little help from technology, should see the town through the next 120 days. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.